And thanks, everyone. I was just leaning over to Mamie a second ago and saying, okay, now what were those slides about? So anyway, here's what they're about. The IBIS community of practice and why there is one and what we've been doing in this past year to be more strategic in how we proceed. First of all, what's an IBIS? IBIS, in case you haven't heard of it before, stands for Indicator-Based Information System for Public Health, IBIS-PH. It is an open source, open architecture, web-based software application developed by state health departments to disseminate public health data and information to promote evidence-based program and policy decision-making and community capacity and mobilization around health promotion. Now you can tell that that statement has some history to it, and I didn't just think of it one night while I was putting these slides together. But basically it's a website for disseminating public health data and information to communities. It's been in the works for a long time. Basically there's about four phases to the IBIS software. In 1992, Utah, where I worked before I went to New Mexico, was funded by the Assessment Initiative and developed their first interactive query system. It was not web-based. In the mid-90s, it became web-based and was disseminated to a couple of other states. So there was this history of trying to involve other states, at that time Arkansas, Nevada, and Wisconsin, and then a desire to improve the system and make it more efficient and whatnot. We were funded again, Utah was funded again in 2002 with the Assessment Initiative and was able to make a number of improvements to the software and get it to the state where it was worth sharing again with other states. So we also, and now here it is 2009, and who knows what the future holds. There's lots of new technologies out there. But as Dave Ross made the point in the last session, we need to think strategically and we need to make our business case, and that's pretty much what this presentation is about. So okay, our problem with data dissemination software in states is that software is expensive to develop, the technologies are complex and constantly changing and evolving, and that a single state cannot maintain a system like IBIS without generous funding. And funding is uncertain and frankly unlikely at this point and over the long run. So the desire was to get a collection of states together because we felt coordination and mutual support. So a community of practice, and this is, okay, so in something like 2006 or 7 maybe, there was a Robert Wood Johnson Information Links project, and I was on a conference call. Utah received the funding, and I was on a conference call with Dave Ross. And he was talking about, would Utah be willing to participate in a community of practice, similar to the connections, the child informatics project, child health informatics project. And and I'd never heard the term before, and he described what it meant. And I thought, my gosh, that's what we're trying to do with IBIS. Well, that's what we need, is a community of practice. So I went to my trusty resource, Google, and looked it up, and there was actually literature on communities of practice, and I thought it was pretty fascinating. So I just have a couple of quotes from the literature that I found that day. People become members of a COP through shared practices. It's not something that we're assigned to do. It's something that we do because we're all working on the same kinds of projects. They're linked to each other through involvement in certain common activities. It's this mutual engagement that binds people together. Members of a COP build up an agreed set of communal resources over time. And in the IBIS example, that's our open source software and documents and processes for using the software. So the IBIS community of practice allows public health agencies that use the software to work together to maintain the source code, develop features and functionality, and share ideas and developments, and provide mutual technical assistance, which is important. So this is what the geography of the community looks like. There are some states that have active public websites that use IBIS, other states that have the software but do not yet have public websites, and then there's this one lone state that's still using the earlier version of the software, Wisconsin's WISH system, and of the states that adopted the software, the one that is still using it. Where do you find the community of practice? Well, our traces, our physical traces, are on the web, and you know these slides are available. But the main homepage, there's the URL there at the bottom if you can see it, www.ibisph.org. And on that page, you have access to the source files. You can browse the source. And there are also links there to the system software documentation, some wiki pages, how do you do it, kinds of wiki pages, and a discussion forum. And we use the discussion forum to conduct our strategic planning process. So I created a forum on our web forum page called Community of Practice Governance. And in there I started some threads. And we used a couple of threads in here on our strategic planning process. And first we wanted to agree on a mission statement. We had a mission statement, but it was outdated, and so I wanted to get the community to look at it again and to agree on it, because I wanted to do this SWOT analysis, and the analysis is focused on what are the factors that are helping us achieve our mission, and if we didn't have a consensus on our mission, it would be hard to proceed with that. Uh-oh. They're using Viewer instead of PowerPoint to look at the slides, I can tell. We'll just skip that. So this is the mission that we came to consensus on. The mission of the community of practice is to openly share resources, and expertise to enhance the software and support its effective use in public health organizations. In our SWOT analysis, so I started the thread and people in the community responded and added their factors, their SWOT, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats factors. And these are the just the numbers of items that were reported by the community. And the kinds of things that were reported for strengths, and we Kathy Marty, my co-author in Utah, and I looked at everything and made categories of things, you know, put things together. So among the strengths, and these are just examples of the categories, facilitates the community of practice and the web tools, facilitate communication in a positive environment. They allow easy accessibility to the software and related information, provides an opportunity to share, and is a positive culture. Weaknesses, there are always picky technical things that can always be improved, and so those things were mentioned in the weaknesses. But this lack of formal governance for management of the code base was something that we all kind of knew was a major weakness of the community and something that we needed to work on. And then software documentation issues, you know, always room for improvement. Opportunities, things like interest around the country and having a web-based public health data system for dissemination, potential for collaboration, increased acceptance of communities of practice, and potential support from FIN. Those things were mentioned. Threats, public health organization bureaucracy, always a threat to effective progress, right? Things like software policies and purchasing policies that are not rational, in my opinion, my humble opinion. data comparability and interpretation, software IT, just the rate of change of the technology. And then this last one, competition from other systems. One of the things that you do in this SWOT analysis is try to mitigate threats, but and then also think, well, how can we turn this threat or weakness into a strength or an opportunity? So it was Kathy and I, it was our goal then to take all of these factors and think about how to create a strategic plan with goals and objectives for going forward with our community of practice, something we'd never formally done. You know, we'd talked in the community and when we set it up about what our goals and were and what we were trying to do, but we'd never formed this formal structure. So when you do this strategic planning stuff, and I'm not an expert in it, it's just something I've had the opportunity to be involved in over the years in various, on various occasions, but generally you wanna go from the abstract to the concrete, right? You wanna start with a vision and then goals, objectives, and activities. And so we had a mission, the community had consensus on their mission statement, but it occurred to me that we didn't have, you know, the more abstract pieces. You know, why are we doing this in the first place? And so I took the liberty of drafting a vision for the community of practice, and when I looked at it, I realized it's really the vision for public health web-based dissemination of data. It was even more abstract. And then after I did that, I went down to the goals and objectives. So this was the big picture, the big vision for data dissemination for community health assessment. All persons will have quick and easy access to up-to-date health data for priority health issues presented in their public health context at meaningful geographies for populations of interest with national benchmarks in a format that is understandable and easy to print or download. Well, that's a pretty good vision, isn't it? Isn't that what we all want for our communities to do health assessment? And then getting a little more specific for the IBIS community of practice vision, public health agencies will work, and this sounds kind of German, will work in collaboration, pooling dollars and expertise to develop and maintain software for web-based public health data dissemination. And I was really interested to hear Dr. Frieden's talk this morning about the need for coordination and collaboration. And I thought, gosh, you know, this is what we're trying to do here. And then secondly, just kind of a ancillary bullet, the collaborative effort will serve the public by leveraging public expenditure while producing a software product that is superior to that which could be developed and maintained by any one state in isolation. So again, you know, vision statements always sound really good, or I guess ideally they do. Here's our mission statement again, I won't read it again. And then here's what we came up with for goals and objectives for the community. So goal one, develop and maintain the software. That's really what the community is about. And then the first objective is this developing a formal governance structure for the community of practice, architectural vision, you know, these things that we all need to articulate, that the community needs to articulate, and all the states that are involved in it. This objective five, I don't know if it's an objective or just a restatement of the goal, but to maintain the code so that it meets the business needs and evolves to incorporate new technologies and best practices. Not bleeding edge technologies, but, you know, leading edge technologies. Okay, goal two, promote adoption of the software. So part of the goal is to coordinate and get strength by having states involved in development and maintenance of the software. So we want to promote adoption of it. Goal three is to maintain the supporting documentation, because it's really hard to communicate and work with other states if you don't have the documentation that you need. Goal four is to facilitate communication and participation regarding web-based data dissemination. And we have a functional forum and file repository for the community to use. But that this number three, one of the things that we're looking at is the feasibility of implementing an all-inclusive public health web-based data dissemination community of practice, where organizations using other software technologies could collaborate, because we realize that IBIS is not the be-all and the end-all and the magic bullet and the one-size-fits-all solution. I mean, we really do need to collaborate in a big way. And then to maintain sufficient funding to support our activities. So what's next? So in my abstract, I made the promise of having SMART objectives, and we don't yet. And I thought, well, one of the things we need to do before we get to that step is to involve the community in reviewing the results of the SWOT analysis, reviewing the goals and objectives, and prioritizing the objectives. Because I don't think I can have a time-bound objective unless I know what the community's priorities are. So those are the next steps, is to get, probably use the web forum to get the community to review the goals and objectives and set some priorities, and then get to work. So I wanted to acknowledge some members of the IBIS community that participated in the SWOT analysis and across those states, and there they are. And my co-author and I thank you for your attention.